Today is Monday, January 16th, 2012.
Let me introduce the band members one by one.
To me, it sounds like catfish frying.
Thanks for tuning into this, the first episode of Season 9 of The Sounds of My Head. The Sounds of My Head is a podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
Partly just for fun, partly to confuse strangers.
Music. My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Well, this is just a simple song to say what you've done. I told you about all those fears and the way they did run. You sure must be strong. That I kept under my vest, apart from everything but the heart in my chest. I know that things can really get rough when you go it alone. Don't go thinking you gotta be tough, but play like a star.
This will be a simple song to say what you've done. I told you about all those fears and the way they did run. You sure must be strong when you feel like an ocean made warm by the sun.
Ah, oh, that's a good one right there. At that right there, brand new music from The Shins. Just came out last week. It's called Simple Song. It's a Simple Song single that they just released last week. And fantastic. It's the first song from the album due out in March. Gonna be incredible. I tell you what about these Shins. Their last album came out, what, I think like 6 years ago? I mean, like a really, you know, they take their time, but what they do is they make sure that what they release is awesome. Like that song right there, Simple Song. So good. That song is the reason iTunes has the repeat one feature where you just say like, hey, just keep playing this song over and over again. That's that song. That's what it was meant for. So good. All right. Speaking of great music, how about a band from Brooklyn, New York? They're called Widow's Peak. Pretty new stuff, these guys. They've got an album called Widow's Peak, self-titled. We're going to hear a song from it right now. It's called Fur Coat. It's pretty awesome. Kind of reminds me the album of Mazzy Star. Not so much this song. This song's a little different, but I like it a whole lot. This is one of my favorite songs off the album, Widow's Peak, but it's a great record. So if you like this, you're going to want to pick up the whole thing. And actually, just to reinforce how great they are, I'm going to play another song from Widow's Peak, but this one's from a single. It's from the Gunshy EP. Gunshy is a song from the Widow's Peak album, and they released an EP for it. Anyway, it's got a B-side that's a cover of Chris Isaak's Wicked Game, and that's a good song. And I tell you what, this version's even better. I like the Widow's Peak version of Wicked Game even more than you, Chris Isaak, Mr. 50s heartthrob looking dude with the sexy girl in the video. Yeah, that's right, you. I like their version better. Okay, so here we go. Widow's Peak from Brooklyn, New York with Fur Coat, followed by Wicked Game right now on this, the first episode of the ninth season. Ninth season, geez, that's a lot of seasons. Sure is. Go back and listen to them. Man, there's a lot of seasons. Anyway, here we go. Widow's Peak right now on the Sounds of My Head.
Yeah. just some way to pass. That you clouded, oh simple me, that you fled, but we have that.
Oh, well, would you look at that. New music right there from Mazzy Star. How funny. I was just thinking how Widow's Peak was kind of like Mazzy Star, and if only Mazzy Star was still around making music. Oh, wait. She is. That's right. That was that song right there. It's called Common Burn. Just came out towards the end of last year. Presumably, it's coming from a forthcoming album, but I don't know the details of that, so we will just set that aside. And when she releases it, we will revisit it. All right, Mazzy Star right there. Common Burn. Very good stuff. If you like it, pick up the single. You can get it wherever. Okay, up next, a band from Stockholm, Sweden. They're called Sad Day for Puppets. Big fan of Sad Day for Puppets. Put them on the show a while ago. I think I actually learned of Sad Day for Puppets while I was in Stockholm. I was like walking around and I think I saw like a flyer like saying, hey, we're going to be playing sometime when you're not going to be in town. And I was like, Sad Day for Puppets, that's a good name for a band. I should look them up. And you know what? They're a good band. It's not just a good band name. It's a good band. Anyway, we're going to hear a song by them right now. It's from an EP called Just Like a Ghost. Came out a few years ago. And this is the song Anne Says. It's a good song. I'm a big fan of Sad Day for Puppets. Check it out right now on The Sounds of My Head. Mm-hmm.
If you happened to catch the Senate hearings last summer when a procession of ordinary Americans came and testified about what was happening?
We did everything we were always told to do to have the American dream. We finished high school, we went to college, we got married, we work hard, we pay our bills, we have no credit card debt, we waited to have children until we believed we were ready. We both got graduate degrees to be better at our jobs, make ourselves more marketable, and increase our worth as employees. We volunteer, we donate to help those in need, and we vote. We did everything that all the experts said we should do, and yet still we're struggling. And when you work that hard, and you still sometimes feel like you're scraping, it gets you really down really quick.
When I hear stories like that, I think, what is wrong with the priorities of our society that we cannot figure out how to translate our great wealth, our ingenuity, the hard work of our citizens into a better standard of living that is shared broadly across the population? That's a fundamental thing that a well-functioning democracy should do.
And you say that we are way behind in mobility, behind Australia, Norway, Finland, Germany, France, Spain, and Canada, we're way down the list in terms of social mobility. Am I reading you right?
Over this period in which those at the very top have done better and better, the chance of climbing up the economic ladder hasn't grown at all. It may have actually declined. And there is a current of distrust and anger towards Washington that is so deep right now.
When we turn on our TVs, our radios, or pick up our newspapers, we read about what's going on in our federal and state governments, and we start to believe that you don't care about us. We hear that corporate welfare continues and that CEOs get six-figure bonuses at taxpayer expense, and we wonder who you're working for. And we look across the kitchen table at our families eating ramen noodles for the third time this week and wonder how that's fair. We read that the wealthy get bigger tax breaks in hopes that their money will trickle down to us. And then we turn the page and read about how our school districts are forced to cut staff again. We know that money talks around here, and that means you don't hear us.
Right before that song, we heard a song by a band from the UK. They're called The History of Apple Pie, which really, frankly, it's a better name for an American band, I gotta say. But they're from UK, so we're gonna let them have it. History of Apple Pie right there. It's called You're So Cool. Kind of reminded me of Sad Day for Puppets, so I thought I'd put it on right there after it. It's from a You're So Cool EP. I look forward to more from History of Apple Pie, because that song was pretty great. And the song we just heard was a band also from the UK. They're called Spectre. And that song was What You Wanted. It's from the What You Wanted single. It's just that song. I think they're going to release an album at some point here, though. They've got some singles out, and it's all pretty solid, if not very earth-shattering in originality. It's a little bit derivative of many other things. I said it's similar to Pete and the Pirates, but it could be similar to any number of things like Pete and the Pirates. It's a very specific sound. Speaking of bands with that sound, how about another one? This is a band called This Many Boyfriends. They're from Leeds in the UK. And a great song we're gonna hear. It's called Young Lovers Go Pop. And it's from the Young Lovers Go Pop EP, which has a couple other tracks on it. You can check it out. It's all really good. Great band, This Many Boyfriends. Good name, I think. And again, what's it sound like? I don't know. It kind of sounds like a lot of stuff. They've definitely got like a vaccines thing going on, but they don't sound as much like the Ramones. It's hard to pin down exactly, but it's all pretty good in the way that this stuff is all pretty good. So check it out, This Many Boyfriends with the song Young Lovers Go Pop right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Counting birthdays.
I grew up in a working class family. We were among the poorest in town, but I was rich in public goods. I went to a good public school, played sandlot ball in a good public park, had access to a good public library, drove down a good public highway to a good public college, all made possible by people I never met. There was an unwritten bargain among the generations. We didn't all get the same deal, but we did get civilization. That bargain's being shredded. The occupiers of Wall Street understand this. You could tell from their slogans. A fellow young enough to be my grandson wore a t-shirt emblazoned with the words, "The system's not broken, it's fixed." That's right, rigged. And that's why so many are so angry. Not at wealth itself, but at the crony capitalists who resort to tricks, loopholes, and hard, cold cash for politicians to make sure insiders prosper and then pull up the ladder behind them.
Well, it's one thing to fall in love, but another to make it last. I thought we were just beginning. Now you say we're in the past. Look me in the eye and tell me we are in through. You know it's one thing to say you love me, but another to mean it from the heart. And if you don't intend to see it through, why did we ever start? I want to hear you tell me you don't want my love. Put your hand on your heart and tell me it's all over. I won't believe it till you put your hand on your heart and tell me that we're through. Put your hand. Like to talk about forever. Most people never get the chance. Do you wanna lose our love together? Do you find a new romance? I need to hear you tell me you don't want my love. Put your hand on your heart and tell me it's all. Put your hand on your heart. myself why.
Pretty good stuff right back there. We heard two songs from a compilation. The compilation's called Sweetheart, Our Favorite Artists Sing Their Favorite Love Songs. Pretty good compilation. I'm pretty sure it's one of those things that like Starbucks released it. I just got it off the internet because it's a lot easier just iTunes, pokety-clickety, boom, you have the song. But I don't know, maybe Starbucks still has it. Maybe you can still go into Starbucks. I know they sometimes sell physical media there. It's an odd thing. But you go in to get your mocha chocolate tata or whatever they call them in the short stout size, and then I don't drink coffee. I go in there sometimes to get a Rice Krispie treat, and I notice that they have some little cardboard bin with like some middling adult contemporary music in it, and I was like, oh, that's odd. But they do, I have to admit, I've seen good stuff. They sometimes sell good stuff, like, I guess, Sweetheart, this compilation, from which we just heard two songs. That's right, Jose Gonzalez from Gothenburg, Sweden. We heard him doing a cover of Kylie. How do you say her name? Minigue. I don't know her name. I know that she's a pop star, and I don't know her name. Okay. And then we heard her song "Hand on Your Heart." Very good version there by Jose Gonzalez. I don't know if I've really heard hers, but I have to assume his was better. I'm just gonna go with that. Then we heard Yola Tango from Hoboken, New Jersey, covering The Zombies with "You Make Me Feel Good." All right, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head, a band from Vancouver, Canada. They're called Dirty Beaches. And they're like a lo-fi magnetic fields crossed with Frank Locrasto, like if they met in like a dark, dank basement and then made songs together. And some of the songs were just like them, like in a drunken, depressed fit, kind of banging on the side of a piano. And then other songs were really catchy and great. Like the one we're about to hear, it's called Lord Knows Best. It's from the album Badlands. Check it out. If you like this song, there's at least one other good song on this short album of his. So pretty good stuff. Here it is, Dirty Beaches, Lord Knows Best from Badlands. Finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head. Thank you. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Marshall, Unfashionable Chime, Mink Jaw, and Simple Times, all by the one, the only, Frank LaCrasto, one of my favorite albums of last year. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also leave feedback at thesoundsofmyhead.com. Send me emails at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com, or just become a fan in Facebook, where you can leave comments there and figure out when I'm going to do another episode and stuff. Because I'm not going to do another episode in 2 weeks, as I might otherwise have. I'm not sure when I'm going to do another episode, but I will. And I'm thinking I may just start not having a schedule. I think I might just do episodes whenever I feel like doing episodes, which will probably be less often, but maybe more often. You know, who's to say? It could go either way. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. So, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. In the meantime, have a good January. Talk to you later.